Welcome to 2023. It is a new year, and for some of us, that means finding a new us. I hope everyone is doing good, that we are healthy, that we are feeling good. I don't know about you guys, but for me, I was definitely one of those people getting sick back to back to back to back to back. There are a lot of things going around right now, so I hope you guys are staying safe. If you feel like you need to wear a mask, do so. That's what I've been doing the past couple of weeks because I do not want to get sick again. So I hope everyone's staying healthy and well. So as we go into this new year, I thought it would be fun to talk about everything that I learned in 2022. Some of these things are reminders, maybe things that I forgot to think about for a while. But some of them are things that just really stood out to me this past year that I'm like, oh, okay, that's a good lesson. So let's go ahead and dive right in. The first one on my list is journaling every day truly helps with self-growth. I started the top of 2022 with doing some deep diving journaling. I was using prompts that helped me to really reflect on who I was and how I was living my life. And it changed me drastically. It was the very end of 2021 that I started journaling, like halfway through December, and then all of January up until I got COVID. I was a totally different person. I struggle with anger issues and letting things get to me and getting frustrated. But during that time that I was journaling and reflecting, oh my gosh, it was like my anger was just gone. I was a totally different person. It was freaking my husband out. He was like, what the heck is happening? But then, of course, as this happens to many of us, we get sick or trials come in our life and it consumes us and we forget to do those things that we know help us. But that is something that every time I go back to journaling, it truly helps me to just be the person that I want to be. Next up on the list is living in the moment is way better than focusing on the future. Or if you're someone that dwells on the past, that is also included in this as well. So I realized this year that I am someone who is always thinking about what's next. And I never take the time to just appreciate where I am now, the house that I'm living in, the food that I'm eating at that time in my life, my exercise routine, the friends that I have, the people that I'm around all the time, the coworkers that I have, the job I have, the environment that I'm in. Like, I never take the time. Every time I move somewhere new, I will enjoy it for like a week and then I'm like, okay, so what's gonna be the next move? And I realized that it was honestly making me not happy because I was not just enjoying where I was. And I started to realize that with every move I was making, it almost made me sad. Because I started to realize how awesome everything was at my last location. Not that I wanted to move back, but I just wished that I would have enjoyed it while I was there instead of leaving and then realizing all of those things that I could have been grateful for in the moment, if that makes sense. So I'm trying really hard to continue to try to live in the moment and just be grateful for what I have right now and where I am right now. Next up is, it's okay to be lost and not know what you're doing in life. I go through these phases all the time. And that's another thing is it's not just going to happen once. I mean, maybe for some people it'll just happen once. For me, in the past year and a half, that has happened to me like 3 or 4 times where I'm just like, I don't even know what my passions are. I don't know what I should be doing. I don't know who I am, what I should be focusing on, what my purpose is in life. And that's really all we're trying to do in life, right? We're trying to figure out what our purpose is. And when we don't know what it is, it's kind of scary. But if you're feeling this way, you're not alone. A lot of people, especially if you're in your 20s, have no idea who we are. We just don't know. Life, and I know everyone says like your 20s is the time to figure out who you are and what you like to do. Honestly, it's just life. Life is, there's no like certain time that you figure out who you are. There's people that are in their 60s that are just figuring out, oh my gosh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, this is my passion. This is what I love. Doesn't matter what age you are. I believe that you're going to continue to go through these phases where you're like, dang, I feel a little bit lost. I don't really know what I'm doing. And it's definitely scary. The first time it happened to me was not this past summer, but the summer before that. So that was summer of 2021. And it was so scary. It lasted for a solid like 5 months. I didn't know who I was. Like literally had no idea what made me happy anymore. And it was crazy. It was really scary, but I just pushed through. And that was actually the time where I was like, I'm just going to try a bunch of different things that have piqued my interest in the past. And if there's something that sticks, then great. And that's actually what led me to what I post on Instagram now. Today, I post like goofy videos of me dancing with like positive messages on it. And I love it. And I wouldn't have found that if I didn't just like kind of explore what I wanted to do and what I wanted to focus on. So just remember that. That's always like an opportunity to try new things. And, you know, don't limit yourself. Don't think like, oh, that thing's not for me. Who knows? You just have to try it. And maybe that ends up being what you're supposed to be doing, you know? This next one, I'm not totally sure how you guys are going to feel about it, but I think that we take our health for granted. I think we get very comfortable, especially if we are those of us that are like blessed to be healthy the majority of our lives. I think that we get way too comfortable and then we start to not eat super healthy. We just kind of forget to take care of ourselves. We forget to get that movement in multiple times a week, to be strengthening our body and our mind. And I think what really, really made me think of this for something I took away from 2022 is, well, first off, that was the first year I got COVID, and I definitely got a weird version of COVID. It hit differently than any other sickness, as I'm sure many of you guys know. But also my husband, his Achilles was snapped, and that came out of nowhere. We did not expect that to happen. He's never been injured like that before. And, you know, a lot of those injuries come because we just think that our bodies can just keep going and we don't stretch, we don't properly warm up. You know, all of us have been in that situation where we've gotten some sort of injury because we just took the situation for granted. We just think that our body can just keep going, but really we have to take care of it. Another reason that I bring this up is because I ended up having a sudden medical situation, actually the week of Thanksgiving. I had like three different things happen to my body all at once. And it really just makes you think like, wow, I just really need to take better care of my body. My diet needs to be better. I need to be working out. I need to be just giving myself some space to rest and to recover. And especially in America, the hustle culture is real. You know, like we don't give ourselves time to take care of ourselves. And I don't agree with that at all. So I just think that we take our health for granted, you know, and just our overall well-being. I think it's something that we need to have as our top priority, and we need to think about it every single day. Like literally every day we need to ask ourselves, how am I taking care of my body today? Am I nourishing it with good food? Am I letting it rest? Am I getting the amount of sleep that I need at night to make sure that it's going through the process that it needs to stay strong and healthy? Am I taking vitamins? Am I doing all these things? We have these things at our fingertips, but a lot of us don't do it because we just think our body will always be there for us until we get injured or until we get a crazy sickness. Then we realize that our body is actually pretty vulnerable, and we need to show it love and we need to care for it. Next up on my list is, it's okay to fail at your goals over and over. Just keep getting back up and starting again. I was actually talking about this yesterday in my training group, some people I dance with, and we were talking about like where does confidence come from. And I actually brought up this comment that the world truly makes us believe, and like as we're growing up, we are taught that messing up and making mistakes is not okay. And if you do that, you're just a failure. And that's it. Like, that's it. The world doesn't really teach us to get back up and try again. Because, I mean, just anyone who's a salesperson, you guys know this, like you're going to get 1,000 no's before you get a yes. It's the same sort of thing. You're going to mess up a lot before you are actually successful and you start to take those steps forward. But I just think in this world that we live in, it just teaches us that if you make a mistake, you should be embarrassed and like you're a failure. But really, like, you have to make those mistakes. We need to welcome messing up and failing, because that's where we learn the most. So that's just a reminder that I want to put out for everyone, especially if you have some goals for this year. You are going to fail, and probably multiple times. But what matters is what you do after you fail. Are you just going to sulk and feel sorry for yourself, or are you going to get back up and try again? I mean, when we're fighting towards goals, it's really just an experiment. Like, you're just trying different methods to see what's going to get you to be able to achieve that goal. And when one thing doesn't work, okay, let's switch it up. Let's try something else. You're just experimenting, really. And I feel like if you look at it that way, it doesn't seem so daunting to get back up and try it again. You know, if you think of it as an experiment, you're like, okay, well, that failed. That didn't work. So let's change up some variables and let's try again. Just please don't give up. Just keep getting up and trying again. Next up on the list is nature heals the soul. So back in January and February of last year, my husband Angel and I, we started this crazy challenge. We were going to do 100 trails in 100 days. So we were going to like walk or hike 100 trails in 100 days. And this was when it was like snowing and freezing cold in Seattle. But for whatever reason, we decided to do it then and not wait for the summertime. And it was hard, but it changed us. Like, our whole attitude and aura, I feel like we were just so much more at peace because every single day we were going out into nature, even if we were miserable because it was freezing cold and most days it was raining and wet and, you know, you're just kind of miserable. We couldn't wait to get home to like warm up and have a really hot cup of tea or hot cocoa or whatever. But it always put a smile on our face. No matter how miserable the weather was, we were happy to be outside because I don't know, something about breathing in that fresh air and hearing birds chirping and leaves rustling. It's just something very therapeutic, and I truly think that it heals our soul. It helps us to just remember and be reminded that this world is so hectic, but it doesn't, that's not how it started, you know? Like, it started with this peace and nature, and I just think it's so good to go out in nature consistently to have that reminder and to just be able to feel like you can just breathe and just relax for a second and get away from the chaos of the world. Now, this one is very specific to me, but I said helping people to learn and grow is the greatest gift that I can give. So I learned pretty early on, like when I was like in my early teens, that teaching and speaking were my gifts. And by gifts, if you guys are confused by what I'm saying there, I believe that everybody has certain gifts that they were blessed with when they were born. Some people, their gift is art. You know, they spread knowledge or love or wisdom through art pieces like painting or photography. Other people, it's teaching. They are meant to be a teacher and help spread knowledge and you know what I mean? So I know that mine is teaching and speaking, and I think that I became very aware of that last year, mainly because of the job that I had in Seattle. It just became very, very, very much aware that that is what I'm supposed to be doing. I still don't know specifically what I'm supposed to be doing, but that one's specifically for me, that I just really became aware of those gifts of mine. Next up is, I can use my talent and goofiness to spread love and positivity. This one is also like pretty much just like my personal note. That goes back to when I was mentioning my Instagram posts. I've been using my dancing and my goofiness to just like put a smile on people's faces. And I've been getting so much feedback ever since I started posting these videos and having like positive messages and reminders with like, you know, like text on the screen. I get comments like all the time, every week, from people that are like, I just love your content so much. It's so awesome. Like, it makes me smile. It makes me laugh. And it means so much to me. Like, that's the goal, you know? Like, I post those videos because I want to make at least one person smile. You know, I want to be able to spread that positivity And that's actually one of my goals this year, is I just really want to be that light in people's lives. When, you know, those people that walk into a room and they are just filled with this good, good energy that everybody can feel, and they just feel safe with that person. I want to be that person in this world. We need more people like that, you know, but it takes practice, you know. But I'm starting with my Instagram posts. So that's something that I learned last year, that those posts were really making a difference. And it's something so simple, but something that was unique to like who I am. That's what I should be posting, not like trying to copy trends and things. So that was cool to discover. Next up is, bad days will come and go. It's okay to take your time getting through them. I mentioned this because in November, I actually went through kind of a depressive episode. So I do struggle with depression. It runs in my family. And every once in a while, it'll just hit me. And it feels like it comes out of nowhere. And I literally spent every day just, I would get up, go to work for my 5-hour shift, and then I'd come back home and I would just curl up on the bed and watch TV. That was what I did every single day. I wasn't even really talking to my husband, wasn't talking to family. It wasn't good. It was so dark and it was lonely, and it was just, you know, anyone who struggles with depression, you know this. Like, it just feels like it has a chokehold on you. Like, you just can't get out of it. But I, through all of that, while I was going through that in November and part of October, I just had to remind myself every day that these bad times, they're gonna come and go. And it's okay to give myself time to just get through it. If it's gonna take me a whole month, that's okay. I just need to make sure by the end of it, I'm doing okay. And so the days that I would just lay in bed, I didn't like that I was doing it, but I just accepted it. I was like, you know what? This is what I feel like I need right now. Whatever is happening, whatever caused this, I just want to show myself some grace. And I want to give myself the space to be able to do what I feel like I need in the moment. You know, I was still going to work and everything. It's not like I was totally shutting everything off. But I think a lot of us feel like we're not allowed to give ourselves that space to just feel what we're going through, or maybe we're afraid to feel it and to confront it. But I think a lot of times we can't be afraid of confronting it and just accepting how we're feeling. I think it helps, you know. On those days, I just kind of would think, I'm like, okay, I'm not okay right now, and I'm accepting that. That's where my head is at right now. That's where my mental health is at. Okay, what can I do to help myself? You know, like, what do I need right now? And a lot of that was just being in my bed. It made me feel just a little bit better. And that's what I did. And then eventually, over time, I was able to push myself out of it. You know, I had some really good talks with Angel, and he helped me a lot to crawl out of that hole that I felt like I was in. And it really does help if you have someone in your life that's ready whenever you are to talk. It really helps so much. So I'm really grateful to him that he was there for me. Now, on kind of a humorous note, the next one is, getting a puppy with your significant other is a great way to prep for a baby. So if you guys are not aware of this, if you don't follow me on Instagram, Angel and I decided to get a puppy, actually almost kind of a year ago. So this month our puppy turns one. So I guess we got her in March or something. Anyway, so we decided to get a puppy. Not only a puppy, we decided to get a husky puppy. Yeah, that was a mistake for sure. We already have a dog, if you guys didn't know that. We already have she's a pit bull German Shepherd, and now we're adding a husky to the mix. This puppy is so cute. Like, we were obsessed, but also we very quickly realized that this was so much. Puppies are so much work, but I think one of the reasons that we decided to do it is because we do want kids, and we thought raising a puppy together first would kind of be a good like segue into having kids. Like, I know having kids is nothing like having a puppy, but I hear this all the time from people. They're like, get a puppy before you have a kid, because it will just like help you to get into that that headspace of like having patience and like being okay with messes and like taking care of this thing that can't take care of itself, you know, like it's a lot of work. I mean, it all kind of went downhill because shortly after we moved into our van, which was the plan, we were going to live van life after our lease was up in Seattle. But then Angel snapped his Achilles and everything just went downhill and we had a crazy puppy running around and didn't have a home. So it was crazy, but that's something I can get into later. But regardless, I feel like this whole experience will help us when we do decide to have a kid in the future. All right, next up is developing habits takes time and failing over and over before they stick. So this is really similar to what I said before about just how we need to fail over and over, and that's fine, but this one's specific to habits. So I wanted to make this a separate note because this past year I've been thinking a lot about habits and how they can actually become habits and we can stick with them and not fall off the rails. But I read the book, The Power of Habit, which you guys should read. It's amazing. And it made me realize that that too is also like an experiment. You have to learn why habits are habits. Like, what's the cue? What makes you, it's hard to explain this without you guys reading the book. But basically, you're just experimenting over and over and seeing what sticks, what helps you to keep this habit. You have to know like what it is that you're craving. For example, like if you're at work and you always get up and go to like the break room and grab like a cookie or something, like what is it that you're wanting from that? Are you wanting the sugar, or are you just wanting social interaction, or are you wanting a break from your work? Once you figure that out, you can kind of experiment and like replace getting a cookie with something else, if that makes sense. So again, like it's okay, you're going to fail over and over with these habits. If you're trying to develop any healthier habits, it's going to take time. You just have to experiment with it. All right, moving on. Sometimes it will hurt a lot to move on to your next chapter in life. Oof, let me just say, I really learned this last year. Moving from Seattle was painful. It's still hurting my heart, guys. My heart aches every day. I really, really miss Seattle. I've never experienced this before. I've never moved from a place and been so, so sad about it and missed it so much. I've moved a lot in my life, so I'm kind of used to like leaving friends behind and whatnot and like leaving environments that I love behind. And so I was shocked to see that this year when we moved to LA from Seattle, I was so sad, and I still am. I don't know what it is, like why Seattle just like has my heart, but it basically, my point is moving on to the next chapter in life is not always going to be easy. Sometimes it's going to hurt, because I know that this is where Angel and I need to be right now, and that's why like I say moving on to the next chapter, because I do know that this is where we're supposed to be right now. But my heart is still wanting to be in Seattle, if that makes sense. But I know that that will, over time, that pain will go away. But man, it does hurt. And I've spent many days just crying because I miss my students. I miss my friends that I made there. I miss my little cute apartment. Like, I just miss everything about it. But I do believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now. And who knows, maybe we'll end up back in Seattle at some point. But sometimes moving on to the next chapter, it hurts. And that's okay. I think that's where you have to really try to just live in the present moment, and be grateful for where you are. I think that will help. Next up, it's okay to miss what once was, but don't dwell on it. Continue to move forward. So this is kind of piggybacking off of what I just said. I do miss aspects of Seattle, but I'm trying to make sure that I'm not dwelling on the past. There's a difference. You can look back and be grateful for the memories that you have and kind of like miss it a little bit, but you can't dwell on the past, because then you're never going to be able to move forward. So I'm actively every day, you know, if I have little memories from Seattle pop into my head, I'm like, oh, like I love that. I wish I was there. But then I'm like, but I'm doing my thing here in LA. You know, I'm putting the work in. I'm trying to do what I can in LA to make sure that I'm making my time here well spent. You know, I'm part of a dance crew and I'm putting together a creative group for filming videos. Like, I'm doing my part in trying to just like enjoy LA while we're here. Next up, you can evolve and grow a business so quickly if you put the work in. So I'm actually talking about my husband here. I think it was February of 2022 that he started selling mugs. So he would go to Goodwill and buy mugs and then he would resell them online. Then that evolved into him going to a flea market for the first time and he would thrift clothes from the bins and he would sell them at the market. Well, over the course of this year, guys, he has built up an amazing business where he now only sells items that he has made, original items. And his business is booming, guys. Like, he is doing so awesome in just 1 year. And it hasn't even been an entire year yet. I am so beyond proud of him. He has put the work in. He has not stopped believing in himself. I think that is the key here, is that he believed in himself this entire time. In the beginning, he was a little bit like he didn't know if what he was doing was worth it because it was a little scary. We were spending more money than we were making. But I think that's where having someone there to cheer you on is so helpful. I never allowed him to like lower his confidence because I knew 100% he was going to be successful. But I'm so impressed. Even when he was right after he got surgery, he bounced right back and kept going. And that was actually when his business grew the most. It was crazy, guys. He was only on one leg trying to get around. This is not an easy business either. Like, you got to literally carry clothes. Like, our office space, we only have stairs. We don't have an elevator. And so we'd have to carry clothes up and down those stairs, piles and piles of clothes. It is crazy, guys. I'm so proud of him. I just want this to be like anybody who is trying to build up a business. I want this to be kind of like a reminder to you that you can build a business. You just have to believe in yourself and you have to put the work in to do it. Okay, moving on. Splitting finances in a marriage might be the better thing to do. So when Angel and I first got married, we've been married now for 3 years. That wasn't even a question. We were sharing our money because we just thought splitting your finances, that was like a red flag. Like, that, we just didn't think that it was right. I don't know. Like, we just thought it was weird. We knew that some people did it, but it also wasn't super common. And we just thought it was really weird. So we were like, no, we're going to share money. We're going to have the same bank account. Well, we had a talk about a month ago and we realized that we don't really have independence. Like, I think in a marriage, like, obviously you're together, you're moving forward in life together, but you also have to have some of your independence still. And for me, for example, I think it's mainly like, for me, I feel like I can't spend money because I am the spender, guys. I love spending money. And so I just naturally always let him just handle the money most of the time. Like, every once in a while I kind of am like, oh, I think we should get this or this, but I'm the spender, he's the saver. So that's why I've always just kind of let him handle it, because if it were up to me, I'd be spending money way more than we should be. But it goes two ways. Like, he does not like that power. He doesn't like telling me what we can use our money for and what we can't. And I hate feeling guilty if I ever get anything. Like, even just getting a Starbucks, I'm like, oh shoot, like, I shouldn't be getting this. So we decided that we're going to go ahead and have our separate bank accounts, our separate finances, split the bills. And we're excited to experiment with this. I'll definitely keep you guys updated. We're going to slowly make this happen because we do have some like hospital bills that need to be paid off that we want to do together. But once we get those all figured out, in the next probably like 2 months, we should be like fully split financially. So yeah, I'll definitely keep you guys updated. Maybe I'll do a whole episode and have him join where we just talk about how it's going and the pros and cons to it, because I'm sure that there are both pros and cons to it. But we're both excited about it. So that was something that we realized late in 2022. Next up is don't rush. It's as simple as that. Just don't rush. I feel like, especially in America, we are always, everything is supposed to be instant here. And I kind of hate that. Like everyone is in such a hurry, literally. Guys, I check people into a gym and the amount of people that tell me that they don't have time to do the simplest task, like if people need to log into their app to check in, they're like, I just don't have time for it. I just have no time. And it makes me laugh. I'm like, sheesh, literally people here in America just truly don't make time for anything. Like they are constantly rushing through everything. We don't even give ourselves time to rest. It's crazy. So this is something that I really, really implemented into my life this past year is I just need to freaking slow down. Like I'm not going to play into this hustle culture. Heck no. I'm gonna work towards my goals, but I'm also going to take my time. I'm gonna do it right. And I'm gonna give myself that time to also rest, have that nice like work health balance, you know? Whew, people. All right, moving on. You never know when life will take a sharp turn. So I kind of told you guys what happened this summer. So the first half of 2022 was awesome. Angel and I were thriving. We were doing great. We were both making good money. When we moved out of our apartment in Seattle and then we moved into our van, everything took a sharp turn left when Angel's Achilles tore. Or snapped. It didn't just tear, it snapped completely. Everything just went south from there. The second half of 2022 was full of trials and just low-key being a little bit miserable. Like, it was a rough one, especially going from, like, being on cloud nine and then just, like, plummeting down. That contrast, it was rough. Guys, I'm going to be transparent with you. Angel and I did not have a place to live in LA until December. And we moved here in July. We first started off with living in our van, but it just did not work. Angel could not get around with one foot. Mind you, we also have two dogs, and they're bigger dogs. So we moved in with his family, which did not work very well because they live in a tiny one-bedroom apartment, and there's already three of them in there and another dog. So let me just do that math for you. There were then five of us and three dogs in this apartment. Not a lot of room at all. Like, not at all. Then we decided to move into our office space, which we kind of had to be secretive about because we weren't technically supposed to be living there because it's our office. So that was interesting. It was also in like a gang-infested area. It was very not safe. very, very loud. Oh my gosh, guys. Never live on the corner of two main streets. Wow, you will never get any sleep. Anyway, finally, we truly had a blessing in our life occur. And someone from our church has a house in the back of his house, I think they're called like mother-in-law houses or whatever. And he needed a tenant. He needed someone to move in, and we needed a home with a good rent that we could actually make. So now we're living in a cute little tiny one bedroom house and we're very happy. But this year was full of trials, guys. Even with our marriage, like we hit some trials that we've never seen before, you know? It was just interesting. It was a tough second half of the year and we did not see it coming. So that's the whole point of this note is you just never know when life will take a sharp turn. But you can get through it, I promise. Next up. New things usually start awkward and ugly before becoming so awesome. So I feel like this literally relates to anything that we do. Like if you're trying to get into makeup, it's going to be rough. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be awkward. Like it's going to look weird. But the more you keep practicing doing makeup, it's going to end up being so good. You're going to be so good at it. It's going to look beautiful. It literally goes with anything. Even like if you're getting into social media, the videos that you post at first, they're going to be so awkward and cringy. But the more you do it, you're going to figure out what your style is and you're going to feel more comfortable on camera. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. You're going to be putting out amazing content. So that's something that I took away from 2022 is sometimes it's going to start awkward and ugly and then it's going to turn into something awesome and amazing. Next up, it's okay to try a bunch of things and to quit all those things to figure out what you like to do. So this goes back to the times that I went through where I was feeling a little bit lost, every time I started to feel lost, I go out and try new things. And a lot of those things, I end up giving up and quitting after like a month of doing it. But I don't see it as like a failure. It's just because I realize, okay, well, I tried it. That's not for me. So let's move on to something else. And I feel like a lot of us have this idea that we cannot quit once we start something. We have to like keep going. I think it's with social media because we all post about our lives on social media. And I think maybe some of us feel embarrassed when like we start doing something, but then we like give up because everybody knows like we just gave up. But don't think of it as giving up. Like you just don't enjoy it like as much as maybe you thought you would. Don't make yourself do something that you don't actually like. Keep trying things, and if you don't like it, then stop doing it and try other things. Moving on. When you go to school is your choice. There is no specific timeline to follow. So, right before the year ended, I decided to sign up to go back to school. And I'm so excited. And it's perfect timing for me. I am in the stage in life where I am just so, so eager to learn. And going to school, I'm genuinely excited about it. I start February 13th and I cannot wait. I'm so excited, guys. But if I would have went to school right out of high school, heck no, I wouldn't have retained anything. It would have been a huge waste of money because I hated school at that time. I was so over it, not what I wanted to do. So I'm super grateful that I chose to not listen to other people and I chose to do what I felt like what was right for me. And I was waiting. And heck, I knew that there was a possibility I was never going to go back to school, and I was okay with that. I just think that you need to listen to whatever you feel like is best for you. Next up, there is so much to learn. So this is, again, kind of going off of that last note. I realized starting in like November, I started reading so many books, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with reading. I'm obsessed with learning. I realize that there is so much to learn, so much, and I just want to learn everything. I'm serious, guys. I'm in this like new chapter in my life where I just want to learn everything that I can. And so that's what I realized last year. There is so much to learn. Moving on. Trust your body. It is way stronger than you think. So I know I said that it's vulnerable. That's when we're not taking care of it. You know, our body can get into a vulnerable state. We can get hurt. We can get sick. But when we are going through sicknesses, our bodies are so much stronger than we think. I feel like when we go through sicknesses, we just feel so weak. We feel like we're not going to get better. We feel like some of us get dramatic. You know, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be better ever again. Like, but our bodies are so strong. They know how to fight off illnesses. They know how to do what they need to do to keep us healthy. But we have to give back. We have to be nourishing our bodies. We have to be taking care of our immune systems, taking our vitamins. We got to be working out. We have to be doing all these things to give back to our body so that we know our bodies will be there for us when we're going through hard times. I went through kind of a scary medical thing, as I was saying before, that started the week of Thanksgiving. And it went on for a couple of weeks and it was so scary and I was so stressed the whole time. But I just had to remind myself, I'm like, my body is strong. I don't know if you guys can hear that. A car just started. We're in a really old house where our windows actually don't shut. It's like the old fashioned slits where you can just like kind of, I guess, quote unquote, shut them, but they're actually still open. Anyway, our bodies are strong. They can get through tough times. Okay, I just have three more. We're almost done. Prioritizing our health should be at the top of the list. So again, basically going off of what I just said, it needs to be at the top of the priority list. We need to always be thinking about what we're doing for our bodies. Because if we're not taking care of our health, not taking care of our physical health and our mental health, then how the heck do we expect ourselves to do anything that we want to in life? How can we be there for the people around us? How can we have the energy to do the things that we want to do the job that we are hired to do, to, you know, if you're someone that has like physical activities, like as hobbies, how do you expect yourself to do that? You know, it has to be at the top of our priority list to take care of ourselves. Next, Social media should not consume everything. Use it as a tool or for fun, but not as an IV drip. I realized this year that I really hate social media. Like, I love using it as a platform for me to showcase my content and my art, but I hate scrolling on Instagram and TikTok. I hate it so much because it just consumes you, and like, you feel like so many different emotions in like just the span of 30 seconds because you're scrolling and seeing all these different types of videos. It is not good for us, guys. I actually was so close to just getting one of those old-fashioned flip phones and not having social media at all. But I just feel like I don't want to do that because I genuinely love creating and I love putting stuff out there for the world to see. But I am over scrolling. It's just not something I do anymore. I'll like check out what my friends are doing because I want to support them. But other than that, I just don't scroll anymore. I got rid of TikTok completely. I just feel like it is so toxic. A lot of us use it like it's a necessity. Like, we can't live without it. And I think that is dangerous. So I'm going to say this one again. Social media should not consume everything. Use it as a tool or for fun, but not as an IV drip. And for the last one, it's so easy to make someone smile. We need to do it more often. So, as I said, I work at this gym. It's a luxury gym. And my job is literally just to check people in. But a huge part of the job is to build relationships with the members and make them feel, you know, welcome and loved at the gym. It's just like, I don't know, it's what makes us a luxury gym, I guess. We go above and beyond with everything. But it is my favorite thing about this job, guys. I love it. I love seeing how many people I can make smile, like genuinely smile or laugh. And it makes me so happy. And I realized while working at this job, I'm like, this is so easy. It is so easy to spread love and positivity. It is so easy to make people smile and to make someone's day. Like, why do we not do this more often? So this is me just telling you to wrap all of this up. We need to spread more love and positivity. Smile at someone, compliment their outfit or something that they have. I don't know. Why do we not do this? And that's coming from an introvert, guys. I am an introvert, but I'm starting to become obsessed with making people smile. Like, it is like my favorite thing. I am now starting to become slowly an extrovert because I'm going out of my way. I'm pushing myself to talk to strangers more and to make people smile and to make them happy. So I think that we need to do that more often. Anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed this list of things that I either was reminded of or realized or learned in the year of 2022. It was a crazy year. Started off great. It ended a little bit weird, but it was a good year for learning and growth and recognizing some things. I hope all of you guys had a great 2022, and I wish you luck going into 2023. Please have grace with yourself this year, and just know that growth is not linear. It's not going to go just straight up. You're going to dip down. You're going to have failures. You're going to have hard days, and that is okay. It's all part of the process. But you guys got it. I love you guys, and I'm so excited to be back. Tune in every Monday and Friday for a new podcast episode. I will see you guys in the next one.